This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Former Secretary of State James Baker is in London today as he continues his mission to persuade several of Europe's creditor nations to forgive or reduce Iraq's massive foreign debt. So far, Baker has won commitments from France, Germany, and Italy to restructure Iraq's debt repayment schedule. Later today, travels to Moscow, where he'll face his toughest audience. The Russian government is particularly angry about a White House decision to restrict which countries may compete for reconstruction projects in Iraq. NPR's Guy Raz is in London. This has been a rather successful trip so far for Baker.
Bob, very, very much so, in the sense that he's really won commitments from France and Germany, who were both bitter opponents of the war in Iraq. And in some ways, I think the decision to cooperate by these countries is being regarded as sort of a really magnanimous gesture, because France and Germany believe that, you know, they really have a lot to gripe about for being left off of the White House list of countries that can bid on most of the major reconstruction projects in Iraq. And then, frankly, it's a major step for these two countries because they're owed a lot of money.
Yeah. How much?
Well, all told, Saddam Hussein's Iraq accrued about $120 billion in foreign debt. Now, about a quarter of that money is owed to European countries and the United States. You know, I should stress as well, Bob, that this trip by James Baker is just the beginning. I mean, he can come home totally successful, but he's then going to have to turn around and make a similar kind of trip to Arab Gulf states like Saudi Arabia, because so many of these Gulf countries are owed even more money. So the White House is really keen to get these countries on board as well, because the calculation being made, at least in Washington, is that unless this issue of debt can be resolved fairly quickly, the economy in Iraq won't be able to restart.
Let's see. Baker was in Italy yesterday, Britain today. Both countries have supported the U.S.-led invasion of Iraq.
Right, that's right. And both countries are part of the campaign to eliminate Iraq's debt burden. So, I mean, in meeting with Italian Prime Minister Berlusconi and today with British Prime Minister Tony Blair, James Baker was pretty much talking with leaders who count themselves among the Bush administration's staunchest allies. I mean, both of these countries have troops in Iraq. Both will be involved in reconstruction there. So there really was no surprise that both of the countries agreed to work with the White House on bringing down this debt.
Well, now comes Moscow, and that's a tougher sell. Is he expected to win any pledges from the Russian government?
It's really difficult to know. I mean, this is, as you say, the highest hurdle that James Baker's going to have to jump through on this Europe trip, because Russia is owed a lot of money, $8 billion in loan repayments. And then there's this other very complicated issue of Russian contracts in Iraq. Now, Moscow basically signed deals with Saddam Hussein's Iraq for major infrastructure projects worth almost $60 billion. Now, obviously, all of those projects are on hold now, and Moscow has been very, very jittery about losing them. Now, when the White House last week announced that it was going to restrict countries like Russia from bidding on major reconstruction projects, the Russian government basically reacted angrily and at that point turned around and said, well, you know, if Washington is going to play that game, then we're not going to cooperate when it comes to reducing Iraq's debts.
Is there a sense that Baker's trip has started to heal the wounds between the United States and some of the European countries over Iraq?
Very, very much so, Bob, and I think it's a real tribute to James Baker. I mean, there's a real sense in European capitals that this Bush administration has sort of changed the rules of the language of international diplomacy, and that their blunt style has even rubbed many European diplomats the wrong way. You know, James Baker is an old-school diplomat. He speaks in that kind of vague way diplomats speak, and he's highly respected in Berlin and Paris. And also, you know, frankly, I think this is actually the most important part. Europeans are simply tired of the rift with Washington. They don't necessarily feel defeated or proved wrong. They're just exhausted, and they're really desperate to end the rancor that sort of characterized the relationship for the past 18 months.
So Baker doesn't use the term old Europe.
He probably doesn't.
NPR's Guy Raz in London.